We're doing the laws of Shabbat. I think this is our second class. We're in Shema Shabbat Kilchata, the first chapter. Halacha Bet, we have been discussing the Kli Rishon is the vessel in which the item was heated. And even if it's no longer on the fire, if that's the vessel it was heated in, then that is called the Kli Rishon. If you place something in that vessel, let's say you have a pot you heated the water in, you throw in a potato, and that potato is cooking in the pot. If the pot is on the fire, that's a biblical prohibition on Shabbos. If it's off the fire, it's probably also a biblical prohibition on Shabbos. Kli Rishon is mevashel, it cooks. When does something stop having the potential to cook? Well, when it's no longer Yad Seledesmo. You remember we said Yad Seledesmo?
Yad Seledesmo is basically a quantifier. It makes it so we have some quantifiable, objective thing to the...
Wait. We're just starting. Wait. It's a good question. Let's wait. I'm starting in a general way. And as we get the specifics, you'll see it's not exactly that way. So let's say you have a stainless steel mug. And you're out in the Sahara camping. And Shabbos comes. So you set up your fire. And you have left your stainless steel mug over the fire with a cup of coffee. Now, that's okay. Let's say we haven't yet learned the halachot of when you can leave something on the fire from Friday into Shabbat. So for now, let's say you did it in a way that's permissible. Friday night, you make kiddush. And you say to your friends, guys, we got to learn tonight. We haven't learned all day. I got to have my cup of coffee. So you take the coffee off the fire. You put on your gloves. You pull it out of the fire. You don't yet know. We haven't yet discussed how that's permitted. But now you have a cup with hot coffee inside that came off the fire. That's a Kli Rishon. You say to yourself, gee, this challah has been with us all week. It would be much more tasty if I dipped it in my coffee. So you take your challah and dip it in the coffee. Now, that coffee is a Kli Rishon. The coffee was heated on the fire. It's off the fire now. When you dip that challah in the coffee, you might be doing bishul. You might be doing a biblical prohibition. Say if you took a sip from the coffee and you said, gee, this isn't Yad Seledesmo anymore. This isn't so hot. I could drink it. Okay. This is a normal heat. So then you could dip your challah in. Okay. If you want to pour milk into your coffee, that coffee was on the fire. It's a Kli Rishon. If you're going to pour milk into it, maybe the milk is getting cooked in the coffee. Once it's not Yad Seledesmo, you could put milk in your coffee.
Yeah.
So far, so good. We're starting with basics.
Yeah.
We haven't yet discussed how do you make tea or coffee on Shabbat, which the Bet Din asks, by the way, you have to know.
Right? Yeah.
We're discussing the more basic halakha, the biblical halakha. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we'll pick up with what happens, how do we make coffee today? We don't usually have our cups sitting on the fire. They are not a Kli Rishon. We usually have a tea kettle, and we pour from the tea kettle into a Kli Sheni. So tomorrow we'll pick up with the discussion of the liquid that's being poured from Kli Rishon to Kli Sheni, and the Kli Sheni itself, Bezrat Hashem, that's where we'll pick up tomorrow.